is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. 60 minutes left of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4 right here at the Gal Media Studios. Then from 4 to 7, it's Nick, Trader Nick, with AJ and Fred from LA as they get you set up for that fight that we were just talking to Trey about. Man, I'll tell you what. The other thing that was really cool about when we met Errol Spence Jr. is he's a really good dude.
Yeah, that's I've heard he's a great guy.
Yeah. Down to earth, but willing to chop it up on other subjects. And you can tell that when he's fight day, he's down to business, but he understands the fight game leading up to that. He does all the interviews and he's very personable. So, very cool to see how that plays out this weekend.
We're going to have Trey at 3:45, so stick around for that. We're going to have a heat check with him and make sure he's okay and hasn't vomited his guts up. And just real quick, I wanted to read this text before I ask you about your Packers, but or not text, but that. Tweet. Lauren Pope, I think, put it best. She said, Trey Blackwell is like the Tony Romo of boxing breakdowns. I love to listen to him. Could not have put it better.
Good analogy.
Yeah, he's absolutely outstanding when it comes to that. Now, all that said, I have one question for you. Mm-hmm. How does Aaron Rodgers throw for 422 yards and 2 touchdowns, only sacked 1 time for 8 yards, and lose to a guy that threw for 160 yards on 27 attempts?
We don't have enough time.
What happened to you? Now, I had the show, so I didn't get to watch it all. What happened to your Packers and that defense?
First of all, they couldn't run the ball all game. Okay. And it starts with the fact that they have a thunder and lightning backfield. They have Jones, which is the quickness, but they have Jamal Williams. On the first series, there are two guys holding him up, stopping him on a run, and the defensive end goes and goes helmet to helmet. And it was dirty, it was cheap, and it knocked him out. And literally, they were worried they had to make sure he had movement in his extremities.
Oh, man.
But so the Packers had a tough time running the ball against a good defensive line. Rodgers gets those numbers because of the fact that, one, we said the secondary sucks right now for the Eagles. Devontae Adams had his way for whenever he wanted it during the game. But the problem is that because they wanted to make sure that they were still, like, I don't know if it's following textbook way to run an offense with balance, they didn't just go at him every single play. And then when they needed him most, they're calling it turf toe, but he hurt his toe, left the game, couldn't come back. Two goal line situations where he would have been stellar, he was out of the game. And I'll say this, and I don't think a lot of people, you're not going to, just like Trey with boxing, but you're not going to get this anywhere in Houston, but I'll tell you exactly what happened in those two goal line stances. If you watch Aaron Rodgers like I do every week, they can say what they want publicly, but he and Matt LaFleur are not on the same page. Aaron Rodgers still thinks he's smarter than his head coach, and you'll see him a lot. He'll look at the sidelines, and he'll either drop the F-bomb, but he'll give the hand of, I got this. If you're savvy and you watch when the microphone gets turned off at the 15-second mark in the quarterback's helmet, that's when Rodgers starts calling plays. I guarantee you, although you'll never get it said in the media, and no one will admit to it, Rodgers called every single one of those plays down there on the goal line, not Matt LaFleur, and he won't admit it. He got everybody to cover for him after the game because he's Aaron Rodgers, but I guarantee you that's a problem.
Really?
Yep, that's a big problem with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, right.
So that's what happened.
Not all right that they're imploding, but...
And as much as we all said about how great Packers defense was, they played a really good offensive line. They got manhandled on the run, and Carson Wentz has those numbers that you talked about. That's all he had to do. Jam it down their throat, and you know what? They couldn't find any single way to stop it last night. And the other key?
Let me tell you what. Howard averaging 5.8 yards a carry and Miles Sanders averaging 6.5 tells you all you need to know about that.
And here's the other thing. Don't outsmart yourself, Green Bay Packers special teams people. There's a reason why every team in the league kicks the ball through the back of the end zone and everybody starts at the 25. They got cute trying to see if they could kick a ball right at the goal line, and it was a 66-yard return. So then they told Crosby, well, then don't kick it to him. So he kicks it out of bounds, and they start at the 40 on the next possession. That's on you. That's on you.
Well, when I look at the box score, because I didn't get to watch much of the game, I think I watched the first quarter and a half. But when you see Aaron Rodgers as the leading rusher for Green Bay, and that Howard and Sanders go off for 157 yards, I think that speaks volumes for what really took place in the trenches on both sides of the football, too.
Yep. They were dominated, and they can't say it any other way. And if they do, then they're lying. So they've got work to do. They've got 10 days before they get the Cowboys in Dallas. But again, if you thought Philly ran the ball, you don't think Dallas is going to run it down your throat? You better, Mike Pettine and his defensive staff better start working on a plan right now.
So is Green Bay going to be 3-2 or 4-1?
I'm not even talking. I'm not making any more predictions because I told you I bet with my heart, but I can't really. I thought Philly was going to win the game last night. I had serious concerns. I have more concerns about going to Dallas, a place that they've owned over the years. But Dallas is playing great, and we'll see what they look like against New Orleans. Because as you mentioned, it's not a huge – New Orleans' defense hasn't stepped up yet. But if they want to do something, they better do it defensively with Teddy Bridgewater at the helm. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game plays out Sunday night.
Yeah, I had – spread was 4. I had Green Bay given the points, and that was obviously a huge mistake. Barry, I'll never do that with the Packers again.
Here's the other dumb thing that they did. Don't go for it on fourth down, even if it's 4th and 1 on the one, because those 3 points could have made a difference last night. And on top of that, that whole stop, don't kid yourself, too. The injury that happened took all the momentum out of a Packers team that got it inside the 5 and marched it right down the field. Mm-hmm. And then everybody kind of stopped. And then with that stoppage in play, it's just like when people go down with cramps in the middle of a college football game.
Mm-hmm.
It took all the momentum back out of the Packers' sails. It took the crowd out of the game. And Philly, kudos, they made a hell of a play. Was it pass interference? You can go back and look at the tape. But that's another issue all in itself the NFL's going to have to deal with. That was a debacle last night on both sides of the ball with pass interference and challenges on pass interference and all of that going down.
I really thought that Packers-Eagles might have a chance to be the best game of the week.
It turned out to be a hell of a game from a fan's perspective, scoring-wise.
Yeah. Do you think Patriots-Bills will provide any? You think that's going to be a blowout? Really?
I don't know if it's going to be a blowout. I think it could be very boring, though. I think the Bills' defense is really good, but I think you're not going to get a scoring fest. It's not going to be exciting.
Yeah. I think it's a good matchup. Sure. I don't know that it would be very exciting. I'm trying to see like what other...
If Drew Brees...
Cowboys-Saints has a chance if Drew Brees is playing.
If Drew Brees was playing, it would be that would be the game of the week, no doubt.
Yeah, it is at home for this. It is in New Orleans, I should say. I think the spread is only 2.5.
I think Vikings-Bears has the potential to be a really good football game, but I don't know it's going to be sexy enough. I don't think there's going to be massive amounts of scoring.
Okay. Yeah, so if you could only pick one game, what you watching?
I'd watch Vikings-Bears, obviously, with some personal issues involved as well. But I think those two defenses are going to be really good to see go up against one another. It's Trubisky better show up because the Vikings offense with Dalvin Cook and those receivers are going to test the Bears.
You think? The only
vulnerable thing for the Vikings is their damn quarterback.
Yeah.
Both teams have quarterback issues.
You think Dalvin Cook goes off with that Bears front seven?
I don't. Okay. I don't. I think it's going to be a little bit of a reality check. He may score fantasy wise. He might get you some points. He's not going off like he has gone off. That defensive front seven of the Bears is the real deal.
Giving up 13 points a game. And so the way I kind of look at it is Bears giving up 13 a game, but they're only scoring 17. Mm-hmm. So you know that it's blue collar football, right? Vikings scoring 26 and only giving up 15. That could be an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, that offensively, if not for their quarterback, they do have a ton of weapons in the pass game. They obviously can run the ball. They're not giving up a ton of points. So the spread, though, in that game is only 2, which I found to be interesting.
That's what I was going
to
say. It's not going to be, from a viewer's perspective, the sexy, exciting type offensive games. But if you're a football fanatic and you want to see good football from a defensive standpoint, I think you'll see it in the Bears-Vikings game. And I think from Dallas's standpoint, the first real test they face, at least from a – New Orleans is still the best defense they'll have faced. It'll be interesting to see. Not that it's saying much, but let's just see how the Cowboys do.
So Bears-Vikings spread is 2. You taking the Bears and giving the 2 points to the Vikings, or are you taking the Vikings and the 2 points?
I honestly think between the two, it's who has more offense around their bad quarterbacks, and I think the Vikings have a legitimate chance to win that game.
So you take the points?
I take the points.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bet.
And we'll see what happens. I think Buffalo stays in the game. I don't think it's a blowout because of their defense.
I'm with you. I'm with you. New England also hasn't really faced a good football team this year. They've only given up 5. They're averaging 5 points a game is what they're giving up, which is ridiculous, almost 6. But, I think they're going to face a better Buffalo team. It's kind of like Dallas, right? Like, they really haven't faced anything, so now you're going to see a little bit more. Not that we doubt that the Patriots are good. Not that I doubt that they win the game.
But neither have really been tested yet.
Yeah, and so I think they're both going to have to face legitimate NFL competition and not the Dolphins.
Agree.
Or something along those lines.
Totally agree. And then, you know, we've got the Texans-Carolina game.
Yeah,
a lot
we'll
of people are saying,
next couple
yeah,
seconds.
And a lot of people are saying the sexy pick right now is to take Carolina in the points.
What?
Yeah.
Well, the spread is 4.5 the last time I looked. I don't know what it is currently. Let me see what ESPN has it at. ESPN has it at 4.
Kyle Allen's no effing fashionista, bro. He's coming to play football.
I don't know. I'm actually at 4.5. I took the Texans and gave the points.
I think it's a smart
play. I think Kyle Allen comes crashing back down to NFL reality.
Biggest thing is Carolina's defense has some injuries too. And the way the Texans offense looked in two of the first 3 weeks, I would believe that they're going to be able to move the football.
Yeah.
So that should give them an advantage there as well. So we'll see. Before we go to the break, we always like to give to the suspects. The Ziegenbach Music Festival is returning to Sam Houston Race Park October the 18th and 19th for the 17th consecutive year. Two-day event. It features music from Texas country legends like Aaron Watson, Josh Abbott Band, Casey Donahue, Roger Krieger, and many, many more. Right now, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. Caller 12, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can get a pair of tickets to see the Ziegenbach Music Festival. It's a Friday night tickets. If you can go and make sure you can, then try and win them. And if you don't win them and you want to get them, all you got to do is go to shrp.com for your chance to buy them and be a part of that great festival. Back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the final hour of the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Winslow of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
AJ Hoffman here for Allstate Siding and Windows. If your energy bill's too high, those old aluminum windows can add up to 40% to your monthly bill. Call our friends at Allstate Siding and Windows for a free window consultation. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you, get 25% knocked off your window package with no payments for 2 years. Family owned and operated for over 45 years, military and senior discounts are available. When you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or online at allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Join us at the Emble Gun Show this weekend only at the Emble Civic Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit our website, EmbleGunShow.com, or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The Emble Gun Show at the Emble Civic Center this weekend only. Don't miss this show.
Here's a fact. Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer. I'm John Granato. I know the facts. Here's another fact. When you see blue mountains on our Coors Light can, that means your beer is as cold as the Rockies and ready to drink, which means you get to experience the world's most refreshing beer, just like me, John Granato. More facts. Coors Light is cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged at the peak of freshness. So this is me, John Granato, telling you, enjoy the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. And that's a fact.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
You look out across all those guests. Your smile beams. Your heart pounds. This is the moment when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Right now, we're introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. So now imagine that same wedding, but this time, you're ready to own the now with a stack of business cards that are as enticing as your entrees. And Vistaprint caters to any small business. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Go with a square card, or maybe one with rounded corners and a metallic finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to make the most of every opportunity. Because either you let things happen, or you make things happen. Start now at Vistaprint.com with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Use promo code 4000. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4000. Limited time only.
I'm Laura Reynolds with CarProUSA.com. The American Society of Safety Professionals, ASSP's Stephanie Pratt says 40% of company and fleet drivers surveyed said at some point their vehicle behaved in a way they didn't understand.
Companies need to get ahead of the curve to to recognize that advanced technology is here to stay, and if they're going to protect workers from injury and help to avoid crashes that cost businesses a lot of money, they need to be working vehicles with driver assistance features into their policies and procedures so that they make sure that drivers understand how those features work and to account for automated systems when they do vehicle maintenance to make sure that these systems are used as intended and not tampered with.
More information is available along with ASSP's latest safety report at ASSP.org. For more information on these and other vehicles, check out CarProUSA.com. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through a Friday on The Usual Suspects. I project, as I've been told, and I've heard from Fred and AJ, that I project. As they were talking about people in the studio, they said that Jake Asman and I project. We don't yell like Patrick Creighton.
Okay, is that is there a difference?
I think that there is. It's controlled in our case.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
as opposed to just flat
out and out hollering.
Patrick Creighton on the Charlie Puth Show. You can take calls and sing. So. As we roll on, do want to remind you, if you want to see if Trey's right, and this is going to be a heck of a fight, if you want to see if Trey, our guy...
Trey Blackwell,
right, is going to come through with another accurate prediction. The fight is this weekend. It's Errol the Truth Spence taking on Sean Porter, world champion unification bout, Staples Center. Nick is there. AJ, Barry. No, not Barry. Fred. I don't know why I said you were there.
I'm right here, bro. Yeah.
No, Jake, Cody... All the crew, they're covering it for you as well. But if you want to actually see the fight, super middleweight champion Anthony Durrell as he defends his title against former champion David Benavidez, Spencer Jr. versus Porter. It's all Saturday night, 8 o'clock. It's all available on pay per view. Also available on Fox Sports app. So check it out. It's Showtime pay per view, by the way, which is not mentioned in the read. So we can continue to roll on with that. And the other thing on football before we get to just straight Texans football. Trey's fantasy, a guy he likes, Tony Romo.
Yes.
Interesting story. I don't know if you guys caught this or not. Tony Romo was a sponsor's exemption ad to the Safeway Classic PGA Tour event this weekend. He birdied the last two holes last night to go 2-under in his first round, and he is in a solid position, depending on what happens today, of making the cut. If he makes the cut, and the reason why I mention this, because golf is such a passion of his, they've already have a contingency plan. He will miss the broadcast of the Bears-Vikings games with Jim Nantz so that he has a chance to see what he can actually do in a PGA Tour event. So it's the game within the game to keep an eye on. Romo could actually be playing golf this weekend. Phil Simms would then fill in for Tony Romo, Trey's idol in fantasy, with Jim Nantz during the Bears-Vikings game.
That's interesting.
Good for CBS for backing it up. And, of course, they're getting some good run and pub out of this. But I've seen him play before.
Yeah?
He can play. He's a hell of a golfer. And it's a passion of his. So it would be, you know, we've seen Steph Curry try and do this and qualify and miss cuts on the lower tours. But if Tony can do this at a PGA Tour event, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's not just the PGA commercial. When you consider these guys are good.
Yeah.
They're damn good.
When you consider the other guys in their whole life, and he's obviously been dedicated to football for the majority of that. So
yeah,
well, good for him.
So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Maybe something to report on Monday.
But yeah,
if you're expecting the massive breakdowns of Tony Romo, they may be ain't missing gonna this weekend. Happen. Just for one weekend, we'll see. But that's something that I thought I'd throw out there. Yeah,
Texans-Panthers. So first thing I thought of, and now it's a little bit different when you think about matchups and breakdowns and all these things. It's a little bit different because Cam's not playing, and it's going to be Kyle Allen. But one of the first things I thought of is, in the offseason, the Texans went out and got Tashaun Gibson. And that I wasn't enamored with it, and Fred liked it and said that, well, you know, he's a guy that can cover a safety, and that this is an issue for this team. And that's absolutely 1,000% fact that covering safeties, I mean, Travis Kelce, how many times has he torched the Texans, right?
Sure.
So you went out and you got Tashaun Gibson to be able to do this. So you've got a legitimate tight end and Greg Olsen on this team. That's one of the things I'm going to be watching. Now, again, it's a bit different because Kyle Allen is throwing him the ball, and I have a feeling that the Panthers, because of that, not that they're not already, but it's going to be a heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey.
No doubt about it.
Like it always is.
But as let's it just should
see,
be, right?
Let's just see. I mean, last week I told you Kyle not Kyle Allen.
You're talking about Keenan Allen.
Yeah, Keenan Allen would go off. Yeah. I'm a little worried this week that that's going to be Greg Olsen.
Now, Greg Olsen, if he could stay healthy, could be one of the top five tight ends in football.
Absolutely.
But he's had a lot of issues with his foot and his ankle and surgeries and all these different things. But there's no doubt that if Kyle Allen's going to be successful and do what he was able to do last week, he's going to have to utilize his weapons. And the number one weapon that he has to utilize in both the pass game and handing the ball off for balance, you just got to ride McCaffrey because he's good.
Yeah, well.
But if then the Texans start to either overcompensate to try and stop the run or shut him down, you're right. Then Olsen's a guy you got to worry about, because we've already said they've added more. They've added some young receivers, but they've never really given Cam, you know, two solid wideouts too. But his security blanket has always been Olsen.
I mean, Samuel and DJ Moore might have better games than they have in the past, but Greg Olsen worries me. He got 7 targets last week with Kyle Allen in the game, 2 touchdowns. And outside of Christian McCaffrey, I think Tashaun Gibson's going to be the guy that's, okay, let's see. You were brought in because apparently you could handle covering a safety.
Well, it's also
as bad as
mind,
the secondary is, now let's find out if that's going to be the case.
When you talk about McCaffrey, too, and let's talk about the other safety, because Reed, who got really beat up last week, is going to have to really fill the holes. He's going to have to come up from the safety position and try and get a guy that's not only elusively quick but surprisingly strong. And he gets yards after first contact. That's going to be a challenge, too, to see how Reed's going to be able to try and contain if he gets through the first line of defense for the Texans in McCaffrey. Reed's going to have to come up and make more stops.
Yeah, we were talking about light running backs, and we were talking about Duke Johnson earlier in the week when we were talking about having a C.J. Anderson kind of gives you, okay, you got this 5'9", 210-pound running back in Duke Johnson that probably not a feature back because of his stature. And somebody's like, oh, well, what about Christian McCaffrey? He's undersized. Surprised me a little bit to look. He's 5'11", so he's not all that. He's not 5'9", but he's 5'11", 205, so a little slit. He's a little slimmer. He's not as muscular, but he's also a lot younger, and he's newer to the NFL.
Stand in
and
a room.
He'll bulk up, too.
But he already has. I was going to say, stand in a room and put McCaffrey on your left and Duke Johnson on your right.
See which one's
night
bigger.
Night and day, because McCaffrey is a rock.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten in the weight room. He's strong. He may not be this big, massive, physical running back
status. He runs tough.
But he does run tough. That was what I was going to say. He gets tough yards after contact, and that's something that, you know, Carolina's going to have to ride out, too. Because, you know, Kyle Allen did a great job last week, but week in, week out in this league, a rookie quarterback, you've got to give him opportunities to get the pressure off of him, and that's how they do that with McCaffrey.
Other thing I'm worried about, when you look at this year and you look at the passing game, and we know that the Texans, I mean, they're looking at C.J. Anderson. They want to run the ball. This Carolina defense, not great against the run. They're in the bottom third against the run. But what they do really well is stop the pass. They've given up 166 yards a game this year on average through their 3 games, which is second best in the NFL behind the Patriots. So you realize that, okay, this is an offensive line that it was better last week. How much time are they going to have, and how much time is Deshaun Watson going to have to throw against a defense that's really adept at stopping the run? And not only that, getting after the passer.
Gerald McCoy is a big key, too.
Panthers have 12 sacks, which is second in the NFL as well.
But Gerald McCoy may not play. He wasn't practicing this week. So Gerald McCoy, who was all-world for the Buccaneers for several years, new addition to the Panthers' defensive line, that's a key, too. That's a factor. Because if he plays, they're a different football team.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But, yeah, you got to expect that they need the running game of the first 2 weeks and not last week.
Sure.
They don't need Deshaun Watson to be their leading rusher.
No.
Hyde's got to keep doing what he's been doing and more. But he's got to get some help. And I know that, you know, Duke's your guy. But we're going to have to see how they're able to attack what looks like a pretty staunch defensive line. And ball control. Because let's be honest, ball control is going to decide what Carolina wants to do. They don't want to keep putting the ball in Deshaun's hands.
I tell you what, if Carolina, and again, you're probably going to get a steady dose of Christian McCaffrey with Kyle Allen in there. But on passing downs or on passing plays, if I'm Romeo Crennel, I'm blitzing Kyle Allen every single time. There's no way I just rush up, drop everyone in coverage. Yep. I'm bringing six every time it's a passing down that I know it's a passing down. Well, and making Kyle Allen beat me with his arm and his decision making. And his second, you know.
And it's one thing to get a read on a defense when you're standing behind center analyzing what they're showing you as the first look.
Yeah.
But if you start mixing it up and bringing it from different directions, rookies, that's where you really see what they got.
I'm blitzing the hell out of him.
By the way, a little bit of housekeeping. It's Fox Pay-Per-View, which was not on the read, but it's a Fox Pay-Per-View and Fox Sports app fight availability for this weekend. Want to make sure we get that right as Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter. So check that out. Make sure you catch the fights on Saturday night. Catch Sarah Barshop next. She is the beat reporter for your Houston Texans for ESPN, and she joins us on the HR&P listener line as we get into the final half hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. But I got more now. Made another hit because I
got more now. Always going to call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops this year with the new 2019 fall arrivals. Introducing the strikingly new T-Series irons from Titleist. Featuring the T100 iron designed as a player's iron, the T200 iron a player's distance iron, and the T300 iron, the complete game improvement iron. All pure Titleist. Let us help you find the right set and get custom fit today. Just a few of the new releases you'll find at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for with a 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers since 1960.
Houston, we have liftoff. The Houston Dynamo are ready to take down Real Salt Lake this Sunday evening at 6:30 on Cube 57. Your home for Houston Dynamo soccer. See the Dynamo games. The action on all carriers everywhere on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity. Get the treats ready as the Dynamo take on Real Salt Lake this Sunday evening at 6:30 on Cube 57. Your home for Houston Dynamo soccer.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/real. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/real. That's 4hims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 as we roll through an F yeah Friday, F for football, and our expert on football who joins us on Fridays is Sarah Barshop. She covers the Texans for ESPN. Please check out her columns. They're fantastic. Also follow her at Sarah Barshop on Twitter. She went to a fantastic university, Marquette, in a great city of Milwaukee. Sarah, we appreciate you joining us as always. Quickly, just want to get your kind of thoughts right away on the week that was for your Houston Texans. Obviously, the win against the Chargers was the big one. And just my curiosity in terms of, are they searching for another running back with the fact that they brought in C.J. Anderson and others this week? Is it? We knew the rushing game wasn't as good as it was in the first 2 weeks. Is that something they're going to continue to look at?
I get the sense that they just were kicking the tires on whoever's out there. Bill O'Brien's talked about this before. Like, any guy on the waiver wire, any guy they think would be available in the trade, they do their research and they see if someone is available. Maybe there's an upgrade, but I don't think so. I mean, yeah, they had a bad game rushing. I talked to Carlos Hyde this week and he said, you know, it's one of those things. I saw we were down early and I kind of wondered how much would we be running the ball because we need to get back in this game. Obviously, it wasn't a huge deficit and they did try and run the ball, but I have a feeling that unless the game dictates it, that they need to start throwing with Deshaun early, I think they'll try and find a more balanced approach this week.
I saw you tweeted out a couple days ago, Kelemete on injured reserve. Any moves that they made after that to replace him?
No, they have their set offensive line. He wasn't in there. I think Bill likes what he has. I think that they'll kind of go with that. But we've also had three right tackles in 3 weeks, so we'll see what week four brings us.
Well, I said I wanted to get your thoughts post-Chargers game because it was a big win, but one of the posts that everybody was posting about was Jonathan Joseph during that game, and you mentioned kicking the tires on some running backs. Orlando Scandrick, a guy that they thought about bringing in, it didn't work out, and they wanted to wait a week. Any notion that they're going to be also auditioning some defensive backs?
I think they have all year. I mean, even during training camp, after they caught Colvin, obviously, they were on the market, so they like what Jonathan Joseph brings to the locker room. Obviously, he's a really important guy in that locker room, but we've all seen on the field how he's been a little bit slower than he has the past year. So I think they'll continue to look, but I don't know who's available, really, that would be an upgrade over him.
Yeah, I mean, what was your thoughts on the offensive line? I kind of got into it with several folks on Twitter. I didn't think they played as well as people said. I didn't think they were awful. But there was still a lot of pressure on Deshaun Watson. Your thoughts on what you saw in that game last week?
Well, I mean, it's a low bar, really, right?
Like, right.
If you look at last year, you look at the first couple of weeks, anything they did and didn't allow 4-plus sacks for, the eighth week in a row, I think would have been considered a success. So I think it was a good move. You know, when you look at it, like, it was better than before. I don't know that they're a good offensive line, certainly not a great offensive line, even with Tunsil, with the changes they've made so far. Now, maybe by the end of the season they will be, once they've had time together. Mm. Maybe that they'll get to the point where Deshaun kind of covers up a little bit of the flaws they have, and this is a well-oiled machine by the end of the year. But no, I mean, especially with all the moving they've done, I wouldn't say last week was great, but it was a step in the right direction. And right now, from where they started with the beginning of the season, I think you have to be happy with that.
So two really, really good offensive performances on the road and one not-so-great offensive performance at home. Will the real Houston Texans offense step up at home this weekend?
I think so. I just think Deshaun is figuring out, and the coaching staff is figuring out how they can use the weapons they have. I mean, a lot of these guys, Carlos Hyde, even Duke Johnson, hasn't been there all that long. So I think he's still trying to figure that out. It's a good problem to have, right, having so many guys to throw to. But I don't think the Jags game is the offense we'll see again. I think Deshaun Watson, what he showed us last week, is probably closer to what we'll see against the Panthers.
Yeah. Are you concerned at all about – we were talking about this in the previous segment, but we talked about they went out and got Tashaun Gibson, and one of the things that he was known for is being able to cover tight ends, which has been a weakness on this Texans team in the past with Kelsey. Look no further than that. But I mentioned Greg Olsen could have a big day. Your thoughts on Greg Olsen and just, you know, Kyle Allen and the passing game in general?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the locker room has been very complimentary of Kyle Allen. I do think you worry any week. When you look at the secondary, I just think every single week you wonder, is this the quarterback that's going to really catch them? Is he going to be able to take advantage or pick on a player? Because I think it's only a matter of time, right? I mean, maybe it doesn't happen until Patrick Mahomes, then they play the Chiefs in a couple weeks. Maybe it's Matt Ryan. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it will help having Gibson. We've talked about in the past that they have not done well against tight ends. But I don't know that it doesn't matter if it's a rookie. I mean, we saw Gardner Minshew. I don't know that it matters if it's a rookie quarterback or a guy who hasn't been around the league. I think that anyone they're facing has a chance against the secondary, you know, to have a big game.
Obviously, the guys aren't going to give you any billboard material that gets back to the Panthers this week. But off the record or otherwise, have the guys been talking about what they expect to see out of Kyle Allen? And as we talked about last segment, do you expect to see Romeo Crennel mix up a lot of blitz packages to try to keep him off balance?
I think it's more just when I've talked to guys, it's been that you don't really have much film on them, so on him specifically. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get. Obviously, that happened with Minshew, and, you know, they held him a little bit, but he still was able to, he didn't give up that many points, but he still led them down the field when he needed to at the end of the game. So I think that's kind of the conversations I've had with guys in the locker room this week, is that there hasn't been a lot, and so they've had to go off just the little film they do have. I'm sure Romeo Crennel has learned from, he's done this for a long time, I'm sure it's not a huge deal for him not to have a lot of tape on guys, but I know some of the players, especially some of the newer ones, had said that was something they talked about this week.
Two sacks, three tackles for a loss, five QB hits. Is J.J. Watt back? Is it safe to say now he's in full NFL mode again?
Yeah, and he pointed out this week that he didn't have a sack in the first two games last year either. He ended up second sacks last year. So yeah, I think he said it takes just a little bit of time to knock the rest off, to get, you know, in the game, get used to playing again. So obviously he didn't really play in the preseason. So the first couple games, I think he was just kind of getting used to it. He was still really effective even if he didn't have sacks. But I think we could see big games from Merciless and Watt this week.
We've talked in the past that Kenny Stills just keeps continuing to impress people, and he's just learning the playbook. Obviously, Deshaun loves him, but from the standpoint of what more can we expect to see as he gets more and more acclimated with this offense, and also, have you talked to him at all, and how happy he must be having got out of Miami for a situation with a guy that can get him the ball?
We haven't talked specifically about leaving Miami, but he says that he's really liked it in Houston, obviously loves playing with Deshaun Watson. And I think if we see him more, I think that maybe what we'll see him more is kind of the short. I mean, obviously he's averaging like 20 yards a catch, I think. So maybe we'll see some of the shorter stuff. We'll see him more in the slot maybe. But to me, what I'll be interested to see is what happens with Kiki Cutie. Like, I think we talked about this last week. I don't see why you wouldn't keep giving the ball to Stills more, because he's proven that he can have success. He's proven that he can have success with Deshaun. So I'll be curious to see if everyone stays healthy this year, kind of how this group shakes up and how it looks at the end of the season.
Last week, I think, was a big win for this team and surprised a lot of folks, including us on this show, and I'm sure you as well. What's going to happen this week?
I have them winning again. I think I picked them to win every week, though, so I'm 2-1. But I have them winning. I just think at home, who knows which defense is going to show up and how they're going to look. But I think this offense will be good. I think Deshaun Watson at home, I think he's going to have another big game. And I think they win. I think I picked like 21-16 Texans.
When you look at it all, Sarah, do you expect to see the steady dose of Christian McCaffrey from their standpoint? Because they do have some injuries defensively, you would think, from a ball control and also because of the rookie quarterback situation. Is there any surprise that Carolina is probably just going to have a steady dose of Christian McCaffrey for this team?
No, absolutely. And I think that's what everyone in the locker room is expecting too. That was kind of the talk this week, was how can you limit? You know he's good. Carlos Hyde called him a beast. So you know he's good. How can you just limit the damage he's going to do to you and not do too much to him that Kyle Allen takes advantage of that and beats you today or two?
Well, we appreciate you stopping by every Friday. So enjoy the game, enjoy the weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you after your predictions come true once again and the Texans beat the Panthers.
Yeah, thanks. Coming on. Great talk to you.
There you go. Sarah Barshop. Follow her at Sarah Barshop on Twitter and read her columns, ESPN.com. She follows your Texans for the Ford Letter Network. So we'll continue to roll on.
She had a tweet that said Romeo Crennel was asked what Christian McCaffrey brings to the Panthers offense. The quote, well, he brings everything. So
pretty safe bet there.
Starts and ends there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, kind of like our show. It starts and ends with Juggalo Trey. We'll have him in for an update next as we wrap things up. Take you till 4. Fire. Blitz takes you till 7. I see what you did there. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
If you're installing new upper cabinets, their height on the wall depends on a combination of factors. The height of base cabinets, for starters, as well as countertop thickness, backsplash height, and whether or not there's a range to consider. But ultimately, it should be in a comfortable reach from a standing position. Typically, the bottom edge of those cabinets is 54 inches above the floor or 18 inches from the top of the countertop. That leaves enough clearance for a standard backsplash height. If installing above a range, though, increase the height to 66 or 72 inches. Many cabinets are combustible, so there should be sufficient clearance between the bottom of the cabinets and the range to reduce the risk of fire. 30 inches over an electric range and 36 inches over a gas range, regardless of whether or not you have a range hood installed. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and odds site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Drink of Ages Pub is my favorite place to grab a pint. You're not going to find any of the big beers there, just excellent craft beer from local and national breweries. 32 taps of badass beer, cider, kombucha, and cold brew coffee to pick you up in the afternoon. Bring in your growler or take home a 32-ounce growler filled with your favorite beer. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m., and we open at noon Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 1005 Wall Drive in Montrose. Drinkofagespub.com. Check out the tap list.
Geico Radio Commercial number 3955.
Geico is hiring claims agents at our Houston office. Here, hard work doesn't just get you a pat on the back. It gets you opportunities to grow and learn new skills. Work in an inclusive culture and with supervisors who have your back.
Could you speak up?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, how do I apply?
Oh, keep reading.
Oh! Geico is hiring. Go online to geico.job/Houston to apply today.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And McCall Road, they took all the receivers off the wall. Because they were beating people over the head with them. So if you want to talk to the phone, you got to put your face on the wall like this. So I didn't call my mama. I said, hey, mama, hey. Move, play. I didn't come here for that. You need to move. I said, hey, mama, I'm in jail. She said, yeah, I know you're in jail. I said, cool, we got that out the way. Well, did they tell you how much the bail was? She said, the bail is $400. I said, you got it? She said, yeah, but they say you're going to be out in the morning. I said, woman, I'll be dead in the morning.
FBF Friday wraps up. Final segment of the show. That was our comedian of the week, Ben Jackson. He's funny. Barry told you the backstory. If you missed anything of Ben Jackson's clips, 115, 215, 315, or any other part of the show.
Or 345, whatever.
ESPN 97.5. Okay, we've been a little bit all over the place.
We have been very busy today.
No, it's my fault. I dropped the ball on that
one. Okay. So I wasn't going to blame you.
ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab, top of the page. You can click a catch up regardless of what time we did anything.
Yes.
You can catch up on all of it.
All of it. Get that.
Including the dude to my left.
Yes. The dude. The man of the hour.
Hey.
Trey.
Hey.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling okay, but I feel worse because on the Facebook Live, somebody said I look like a homeless Haley Joel Osment. And I want to remind that person that every embarrassing photo you took in high school shouldn't be your profile picture. You look like a child predator.
You feel better now? Do you feel better? I know. You know how Trey does that? He takes his shot, and then he does this. He kind of pushes away from the mic and looks for a response. He's like,
wait, how'd I do? Did I wreck him?
Is that great?
Did
that
I
wreck him? Like when you were in the bullpen, you should try your jokes on
him. You wrecked him.
Yeah. It's funny because on Twitch, I probably break records, but he can't break 200 yards from a school.
You're rolling right now. How long did it take you to write that one?
I love you, Trey.
About 45 seconds.
I love you, nice. Trey. You know what? You did almost break records. We did very well on the Twitch, thanks to you. Now, I will say,
It was your idea, though.
Yeah, well, to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't. It was AR Platinum's idea.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to AR Platinum.
It was, he's the one that bought all the chips and he tagged all of us and was like, yeah, everybody do it. And no one said they would except for you, homie.
Well, I mean.
So you and AR Platinum are the real heroes here, not us.
The things you do to be famous, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Now, I will say this. I think this was the most Twitch views that our show had. I don't know about the Blitz because they had Courtney in a bikini. But oh, yeah, I will say that we had the ladies from Tight Ends on, and your breasts were more popular than their breasts.
Very.
Because you broke their record.
Thank you.
Yeah, your hotness level. It was a different kind of hot, but it was still better hot than their hot.
I disagree.
Yeah?
Probably.
Okay. So how is the mouth?
That's such a weird question to ask a guy.
How's your mouth? Hey, Trey, long time no see. How's the mouth?
Not good. It hurts.
Does it burn?
Yeah, I drank a lot of water, one cup.
And, which you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah, and...
That didn't help?
No, I mean, no, but like, I don't know. I feel really nauseous.
Do you really?
Kinda. I got you the Dr. Pepper you wanted.
Yeah, I drank that.
And that didn't
quickly.
Help, did it?
No, it did.
Is it still tingling or no?
Yeah, now it's like moved up to my nostrils.
Oh, no.
And
so your nose is burning now?
Yeah, kind of, but it's okay.
I got to be honest. I'm really worried about you pooping in the next 24 hours.
I'm not.
No, not on yourself. I'm just saying you're going to poop in the next 24 hours.
More than likely.
And I'm worried about that.
Going in, you had some trepidation. You had some fears.
Yeah, I had a bunch of fears.
Like
some dude on Facebook Live was going to call me a homeless Haley Joel Osment.
Okay, no.
That was my biggest fear.
We were wondering if you were going to cry,
that really hurt.
Throw up, or poop.
I did neither of those things.
Well, you cried.
I did cry.
Yeah. So anybody that took the over on those three,
took the crying was the winner.
Yeah, yeah. You.
I really thought you would vomit, and I'm very glad you did not. Yeah. I'm very glad you did
not. I have a better stomach than people give me credit for.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was worried because if you would have started vomiting, I'm one of those guys that as soon as I see someone vomit, I'm going to start vomiting. And then that would have just been the end of it.
And then Joel's going to start vomiting.
Joel is a kid, so he's used to it a little bit more.
I'm not like that with the squeamishness. We found out that Lance Zierlein, by the way, is like that with anything to do with poop.
See?
Really?
Yeah. If you, honest to God, if you would have thrown up, I would have started throwing up.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to throw up.
Well, I'm glad.
No, wait a minute. Let's think about this. Because you've been on the show for a lot of things.
Yeah, I've been on a few things.
Do you recall how you reacted to your first drink?
Yeah, that was better.
You almost got sick on air.
You almost threw up over your first drink on air.
Your first shot.
When you said you weren't going to do it.
Well, I really hate alcohol.
Do you?
Yeah.
How much do you hate hot chips now?
I'm still probably going to eat some Flamin' Hot Cheetos down the road.
Do you think you'll now start to eat spicier food because of your success in the hot chip challenge? The one chip challenge, whatever.
Yeah,
the hell it's
still
called,
probably it? Have some,
I don't know what it's
close enough,
some spicy foods every now and again. You
okay.
know? I could throw down some hot wings.
That's not very
so how hot. Soon will you dip your toe back into the spicy foods after this excursion?
I'm gonna take a hiatus from spicy
you're calling
foods.
It a are you?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break.
Probably, it's probably good.
Probably 6 months.
6 months? Because AR Platinum is messaging me already about the next challenge. He's
can
like,
we do that in like February?
You're like a boxer or an MMA fighter, right? You get a fight, you need about 6 months off to recuperate.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe so. We'll venture into that next time.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I do want to tell you, Nico texted the show. He said the hot chop challenge.
Hot chip.
It's the hot chip challenge, but he said that may have outdone the pepper spray incident on the
Blitz.
I
don't think so. They had to call the ambulance for that.
Yeah.
For Jong?
That's true, but I'm just telling you what the listener said.
Well, I appreciate their patronage, but...
Yes.
But,
And now, have you been keeping up with Big Tex the Gator? Because I know that's near your neck of the woods.
We mentioned
and I didn't mean neck as in redneck.
Is that like that big billboard with the gator?
Well, you know, the big green alligator on I-10.
They found him.
Where'd he
Big
go?
Big Tex was missing. A texter texted us and said as of an hour ago, this was at 3 o'clock, that they found him in a pond less than a quarter mile from Gator Country.
Wow.
So he is safe.
That's a
relief.
That gator is like a marathon runner. He really went far, you know?
He did.
He goes, you know, gators can go 20 miles an hour.
Really?
He's 13 and a half feet. 1,000 pounds.
Dang. That's a big gator.
I don't know why they're texting this, but they said, please make Trey say hiatus again. It's
hiatus?
Why is that so funny?
That's so hilarious to some people.
I don't know why you saying hiatus is funny either, Trey, but people are mean. Was that the meanest thing that someone's ever said to you online? Is that you look like a homeless Haley Joel Osment? What's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to you online?
Your content is terrible, and you should kill yourself. And
no way.
No, I don't think they've
done
that.
Why would you make that up?
Was it
I
the day that
you.
Dr. Dre tried to come at you?
Nah, that was just
that was weak. That was just
you hammered him.
Dr. Dre on 290 is a great person.
He is.
Okay.
He gave me Astros tickets one time.
And that's why you're saying nice things.
He bit off more than he could chew, but so did you.
I tried to go meet Jesus Lizardo, or as I like to call him, the Jesus Lizard. The A's prospect.
You can use that, Barry, if you need it this weekend.
No, thank you. Okay. I'm very well okay with not using that ever. Do you feel like you could do this chip challenge again in 6 months? You didn't even let me finish.
Oh.
If we got other people to do it with you.
Yeah, that would help.
Okay, so you would do it again, because what I'm thinking is, because AR Platinum bought a whole case of these.
Man. That's crazy. That guy must be made of money.
Yeah, I think they're like $5 a chip. I don't know.
Are you sure? Yeah, I checked and it was $31.
Are they really?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Damn, AR Platinum must be made of money. You're right. But we wanted to see how long you could go without the milk and stuff next time. So we'll do that in February.
I'm going to lose.
We're going to see if you can go two segments.
That's not going to happen. Like I said.
It was really that hot because you didn't make it seem like. I felt like you were being over the top with it.
No, I wasn't.
No, it was bad.
Okay. Like I said, if we're doing a contest, I'm going to be the Belmont of that tournament. You know, yeah, I'm going to be out in the first round.
But it didn't smell hot. When did it actually really get to be unbearable?
Probably now.
It's still bad now? Not when you first just ate the chip?
It's the after taste. That sucks the most.
Okay. I thank you for doing it.
Thank you
for stepping up and being a man.
Thanks for having me on.
It was a lot of fun. You are the man. Everyone loves you. And
except for that one guy.
You're not going to let that
what
go.
What was his name?
I'm not going to say.
No, you said not? Eric Kirkpatrick?
It's like Frederick Erica or something.
If you give out the handle, you know your peeps here on the show are going to go get him.
So it was Frederick
Erica? He has a girl's name.
What is it? Spell it.
It's like, I don't know the spelling.
Frederick Erica.
But literally his whole thing is, I
just
know
just retweet
got,
it. Retweet
I,
it.
Well,
out.
Yeah. That dude is a dick. So he can go be a jerk somewhere else, right? Okay. Okay.
Your phone's ringing, dude.
What's going on? Why is my phone going off?
On that note, we appreciate you guys all tuning in on another stellar week of The Usual Suspects.
Good job, sir.
Hopefully, y'all have a great weekend. And don't forget, the Blitz is coming up next live from Los Angeles, where they're covering the fight. So don't go anywhere, as they'll take you all the way till 7 o'clock. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. Lots of football action, the fight coming up this weekend. You want to go somewhere to watch all of that and be comfortable, have great food and beverage, and of course, fantastic scenery, make sure that you get to a Twin Peaks. 5 area locations, all the Twin Peaks in the Houston area. They have the fantastic appetizers and main courses all made from scratch in their kitchen. The 29 degree draft beer are ice cold and thirst quenching, and the readouts right above the bar that tell you just how cold it is. And of course, every TV with every sports package, so you can have several TVs covering Astros, college football, pro football, boxing, soccer, whatever, you name it, they got it. And of course, those Twin Peaks girls are beautiful, and they're going to take care of you. So make sure you check out a Twin Peaks. 5 locations in the Houston area. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks. And remember, if you want to see anything that you missed, check the social media accounts for ESPN 97.5, because we're going to have all the videos and all of the different snippets that we had from Trey and the Hot Chip Challenge. So Trey, Big Dog, have a great weekend. Everybody else, do the same. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Blitz next, right here, ESPN 97.5.